Again, Ben's eyes flickered toward his shoulder, and Luke realized with a sinking feeling that it was Vistara to whom his son was attempting to draw attention. Luke couldn't believe it. Here they were, both nearly helpless and on the verge of death, and his son was counting on a Sith girl to save them. A Sith girl who had betrayed them both half a dozen times already. Had he been able to, Luke would have shaken his head in despair. Ben had been raised better than that. As Talon continued to drink, he began to look less weary and haggard by the moment. His pupils contracted to tiny pinpoints of light, and Luke realized with a shudder that this would have been his destiny. Had he allowed the Mindwalkers to convince him to drink from the Fountain of Power, or bathe in the Pool of Knowledge. There were horrors in the galaxy that transcended all the glories of galactic civilization. Evils that had existed before the founding of the first city, and that would remain after the raising of the last. Talon glanced down at Ben. The thin lines of blood swelled into rivers as the force net tightened. Ben's eyes rolled back, and he hissed between his teeth. Talon grasped the tentacle and began to drink more greedily.
"Fear will make you strong,"
Abeloth said, encouraging him.
"Fear is the food of gods. Drink deeply, and you..."
Luke reached for the ceiling and the force, and, hoping Abeloth would be distracted enough for him to succeed, pulled. But the tentacle tightened, his vision darkened, his knees buckled, his hearing faded, and he felt himself falling again. Luke continued to pull. The floor started to vibrate beneath a clattering avalanche of roofing tiles and cross supports. Something flat and hard broke over Luke's shoulder, and something long and light glanced off his head. Then the tentacle around his throat slackened, and the distinctive sizzle of a Kashyyyk lightsaber filled his ears. Luke tried to spin away, and found himself still entangled in Abeloth's tentacles. But his vision was returning, and he saw the cascade of tiles and cross supports as it continued unabated, pummeling him, Abeloth, and everyone else. He could also see about half a meter of crimson blade protruding from Talon's chest, slicing left, then right, as the wielder made certain of a kill. To his astonishment, when the blade came free and the High Lord's lifeless body tumbled away, the hand holding the hilt belonged to Vistara. In the next instant, the girl went cartwheeling across the room. The blow had been so quick that Luke did not even realize Vistara had been struck until Abeloth's tentacle retracted and began to twine itself around his forearm. By then, it was too late for Abeloth to recover. The force net had sizzled away with Talon's death, and Ben's blood-sheeted form was already leaping in to attack. He ducked a lightning-fast tentacle slash, then spun into an ankle-high heel kick that had Abeloth's feet flying off the floor before she could coil the tentacle for another strike. Luke and Abeloth landed hard, with Luke purposefully slamming his head back into her face. In the next heartbeat, he drove his elbows into her ribs. The blows clearly stunned her, for suddenly he had room to fight. He grabbed the tentacle around his throat and rolled, turning away from his son so she would be forced to release her chokehold or present her back to Ben. Abeloth released Luke. He rolled to his feet, coughing and staggering, his chest aching and his knee trembling with pain. But Abeloth was advancing on his son now, lashing high and low. When Ben extended a hand to summon Talon's lightsaber, her tentacle caught his wrist before it arrived, and she spun him into her grasp. So Luke extended his hand, summoning the weapon into his grasp and stepping into attack in the same instant. As the blade crackled to life, it was already descending toward her collarbone. Abeloth would not be killed so easily. She spun around, swinging Ben like a club. It was all Luke could do to shift his strike and cleave through her shoulder instead of his son's head. And even then, Ben's swinging hips caught him under the arms, and Abeloth sent them both tumbling toward the fiery cleft in the stage pit. Luke caught his son in one arm and grabbed for the front wall with the Force. They came down on the first seating tier, more or less on their feet, and facing Abeloth. If she had been anything but a monster, she did not look it now. Her eyes were blazing pits of silver fire. Her wide mouth, a gaping cave of fangs. The tentacles on her remaining shoulder were lashing around her in a wild tempest that was either a defensive pattern or an expression of immortal fury. And she was surrounded by a knee-high ring of shimmering Force energy that seemed to be pouring from her wound. Luke slapped a hand against his belt and found, as he had expected, that his lightsaber was somewhere else. Without looking away from Abeloth, he asked, "Ben, do you know where your lightsaber is?"
Yeah.
"Not on you?"
"Talon took it," Ben replied. "You?"
"No idea." Luke passed the one lightsaber they had, Talon's, to his son. "Wait for my signal."
"As if I'm going anywhere without you,"